The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sukkah Daf Lamed Hey. On yesterday's daf, we learned that an esrog shel orla is possible. On today's daf, the Gemara asks, "My taima, why is an esrog of orla possible?" Pligi bar Rav Chiya bar Avin v'Rav Asi. Chad Omar, one man Yomar says, "Lvi she'ein bo heter achila," that since it's usher to eat, so therefore the esrog is possible. V'Chad Omar, "Lvi she'ein bo din mamin," since it's isuri hana. It cannot be bought or sold. It cannot be used as money. So, therefore, the esrog is possible. The maskana of the Gemara is that everybody agrees that an esrog has to have a heter achila in order to be kosher. The machlokes is whether it also has to have a din momin or not. The machlokes rishenim. What's the problem if the esrog is not mutar ba'achila? Rashi learns that if the esrog is not mutar ba'achila, it's not called lochem, it's not called yours. The definition of a fruit which you own is a fruit that you can eat. If you cannot eat it, so therefore it's a chasaron in lochem. The Rambam argues, and the Rambam says that it's a chasaron in the shame peri. Peris are edible items, and if you cannot eat it, then it lost its shame peri. Bahashkafa Rishayna, it would seem that the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam would be whether the esrog is kosher during Chol HaMoed, because during Chol HaMoed the esrog obviously has to be a peri. However, one does not need lochem except for the first day or days of Yontif. So Bahashkafa Rishayna, it would seem that according to Rashi, an esrog of which is Asr Ba'achila would be mutter to use on Chol HaMoed, and according to the Rambam would be Asr. The Magen Avraham says that everybody agrees that it's possible on Chol HaMoed. The reason why Esrog Sho'ol is kosher on Chol HaMoed, even though it's now Lochem, Zok the Magen Avraham B'Shem Taisus, is because it's not a din in the Etzem Esrog. It's like a Zaitig Adin. It's just not yours, but the esrog bat smusoi is a perfect esrog. So over here, where the esrog is bat smusoi na lochem, because the esrog is not royal achila, so therefore this epsul of lochem would hassel the entire sukkah. Now, obviously, if one is in the esrog export business, one has to make sure that the esrogim which he is selling are not arla. One should also make sure that they are not tevel. The trumas and maisers were taken off properly, and it does not come from a shnas arla. But once the esrog gets to us, so then one would think that this halacha is not negea. However, the achreinim dan something very interesting, which could theoretically be negea to every one of us. What's negea to an esrog which is not roi la'achila? And that is what happens if one sleeps on top of their esrog. We know that one does not put food under their bed, and if one sleeps over food, so then a ruach ra is shreira on that food. What happens if one put his esrog under his bed, he stored his esrog under his bed, and now a ruach ra was shayra on the esrog? Is this esrog kosher lemitzvah, or is this esrog not kosher lemitzvah? So if one looks in Stechemet, in Mareches Lamet, so the Stechemet, Mareches Lamet, talks about Lulav, so the Stechemet is Mayruch there, Ba'arichas Godol, this Shaila. And it brings many, many paiskim which discuss the shaila. And One discussion is does the esrog in fact become asur ba'achila? Because although we know that one does not put food under their bed, however, many paiskim hold that b'di'evit if one did, the food does not become asur ba'achila. This is even more true when we're talking about peiros chayim, raw fruits, rather than peiros mevushalim, cooked food. And therefore, since the esrog is a raw food, so many paiskim hold that the esrog is mutar la'achila. Kipshutay la'halacha, we hold the esrog is mutar la'achila. And therefore, the shaila would not start. However, the goyin and others who would not eat such an esrog, and they held that the esrog had to be destroyed and not eaten, would that make indeed the esrog an esrog she'ena roi l'achila, and thereby passel the esrog? So the emes is that according to that sad, it's a tremendous machlokes achrayim. There are achrayim who say that since the iser is an iser of sakana, so since the iser is an iser of sakana, it's not intrinsic to the esrog. We can't say the esrog has intrinsically become ena roi l'achila, but rather, we say that it's like an Aryuhu de Rochavalei. There's something separating you from eating the Esrog. But the Esrog has not actually become Osir Ba'achila intrinsically. And therefore, Yitzchak Chanan holds that the Esrog is considered to be Mutar La'achila. Yitzchak Chanan brings a Raya from Rashi in Sukkah Daf Mem Ches that it talks about Yayin Umayin Megulim Ushapsum Lagavim Mizbeach. That if one has yayin or mayim, which is left overnight, so one is not allowed to pour that wine or water on the mizbeach for nisach hamayim. Rashi says, the reason why it's possible is because we're scared that a nachash drank from it. The man is that we're not so makwad hamayim agulam, because these nachashim who poison things are not motzi beinenu. However, bizmanayim, they were much more makbid on this Yayin or Mayim Megula, and they were Chesha and Nachash drank from it, and therefore the entire Mayim or the entire Yayin would be also Machmas Sakana. Rashi says that the reason why one cannot use Yayin and Mayim Megulan for Nisach HaMayim is because we're scared that the Nachash drank from it, the Nachash put some poison into it, and therefore, let's make a cheshbon. The chiyuv is to go ahead and pour a certain amount on the mizbech, and this thing is chaser. It's not, let's say, gimel lugin of mayim, but rather it's gimel lugin minus a mashu of yayin, and the rest is the steak poison, is the aris from the steak. So therefore, zok Rashi, it's posel agav mizbech. Tainer Yitzchak Chanan, l'chayra, what does Rashi have to come on for the fact that it's posel agav mizbech? Because it's not the shear of mayim and yayin, l'chayr faket. Even if the snake never drank from it, but the facts are that this mayim and this yayin are osur to be drunk machmas sakana. And so if it's osur to be machmas sakana, so therefore it's not mina mutar b'ficha. One is only allowed to bring on the beis hamikdash something which is mutar eat. Zokar Yitzchak Chanan is the chmucha from over here that mayim, something which is osur machmas sakana, is not a chesaron of mutar b'ficha, and therefore the only problem with the yayin or mayim v'nisach hamayim is the fact that it's chesar the shir, and it follows from there that the esrog which is under the bed, even if one were to paskin that it's usher to eat, but that type of iser is not an iser which makes it halachically considered to be aimed by heter achila. It's something which you have to keep away from, but there was no change in the heftza of the esrog, and therefore the esrog would still be considered to be kosher la mitzvah. Macheshes also says that something which is also machs chasakana is considered to be minamutzah b'ficha. It says the slightly different lumdus, but it's come out the same thing. He says that the only time when something's not considered to be royal achila is when it's an iser prati. When the Torah asks this specific item, don't eat the arla, don't eat the tevel, don't eat the truetzabeah. However, if it is an iser klali, if it's a klali's de gazach, You have to be careful from sakana. So b'chahai gavda, that's not called not mutzah b'ficha, and therefore the esrig would be kosher. So we're holding so far that an esrig which is also machma sakana, an esrig which is put under the bed, one could be making on use such an esrig. First of all, could be it's not also b'achila, and even if so, g'dayli ha'paiskim hold that an isser of sakana does not make something ena roi la'achila. Sorry, does not make something ena roi la'achila. There's grada, another common shayla, which is in this sugya, and that is what happens with the chemical sprays. It's common that esrogim are sprayed in order to keep the bugs away from them, preferred esrogim, where any little thing which comes onto them would go ahead and would any bugs which eat it can make chasar, can make black dots, can make all types of things, and therefore it's very common to use various sprays as pest control. And apparently in Eretz Yisrael, they use two sprays which according to the Misrad HaBriyot, the health department, one is not allowed to eat the fruit 30 days from when it's sprayed because the spray is considered to be extremely dangerous. The question is a sprayed esrig usur because right now it's ein roi l'achila because it's dangerous to go ahead and eat it, machma sakana. So besides for the previous mentioned svaras, that sakana does not change the esrig status, the esrig's mahus, but l'chaira, there's an additional svara, what's negea to an esrig which has recently been sprayed. And that, Shlaima Zalman says in Alicha Shlaima, is that since the psul of Eina Roy La'achila is because it's not lochem, it's not yours, it's not useful to you, or it's not a peri, it's not a fruit, because fruits are edible. Taina Rav Shlaima Zalman, that it does not have to be Roy La'achila and or edible on the Yontif of Sukkos. Since eventually it will become back edible, so then that's sufficient to be machsher the esrig, and to give it a shame, roi la'achila. Rav Shlaima Zalman writes that he's arguing it on a Chassam Sefer in Chidushim, because the Chassam Sefer in Chidushim asks a very interesting kasha. He asks that if you tell me there's a tanai in esrik, that an esrik has to be roi la'achila, l'chayr, there's no such thing as an esrik which is roi la'achila. Why? Because the halacha is that an esrik on Sukkot is huktzal mitzvah. Once one has specified that they want to use this esrog for the mitzvah of Arba Minim, so then one is now allowed to eat the esrog on Sukkos. Since one is not allowed to eat this esrog on Sukkos because of Huktzal Mitzvasai, so L'chaira, every esrog in the whole entire world is Eina Roy L'Achila. Zok Sam Seifer, that since it's the mitzvah which makes the Eina Roy L'Achila, that can't go ahead and possible the esrog. But you see Al-Kopanah from the Chassam Sefer, that it's going to come back Roy La'achila after Sukkos, doesn't help. That what's important is, that on Sukkos is it Roy La'achila or not. Memela, you see from the Chassam Sefer, that he argues on Rishleim Zalman, as he said, that he holds that something which is Roy La'achila achazman is not machshit, and does not make that it's considered to be an esrig ha-Roy La'achila. But Rav Shlaima Zalman says that he knows about the Chassam Sefer and he doesn't understand. Because since it's a din in lochem or a din in peri, the fact that it's roi la'achazman, Rav Shlaima Zalman names on for a pashtus that it's considered to be lochem, it's considered to be a peri, and the esrig is kosher. In Stechemed, he brings grad another very fascinating shayla. And the story was like this, that a person came into his friend's sukkah on Chol HaMoed, and he saw hanging as a nice sukkah an esrig. And the person said, look, you know, I don't have an esrig. I was using an esrig shal shutfas. Maybe I can go ahead and an esrig shal kol. Could I please have your sukkah, your esrig? I live out of town. My whole shtot we maybe didn't have an esrig. We need an extra esrig. Could I go ahead and take this esrig? The person said, sure. Take the esrig, cut it down. He handed it to him. to go ahead to bring it back to his shtetl, that they can be yaitzah the mitzvah of Arba Minim with this esrog, which used to be Noisukah. The shayla is the same shayla. Noisukah are huksel mitzvasim, and they're osir la'achila kol shiva. So again, we have an esrog which is ena roi la'achila during the yontel of Sukkos. So the Chassam Sofer Grada talks about this. And the Chassam Sofer says in Yisoid, he says that since it's a malin b'kodesh to make the esrog from a noi sukkah to a esrog shal mitzvah, because noi sukkah is just being a noi to a different mitzvah. Masha enkein, if you go ahead and you use the esrog for the gufa mitzvah, it's an upgrade. It's a malin b'kodesh for leiv meridim. So therefore, this halal b'kodesh, the haktsah, will change from the haktsah of noi sukkah, will be upgraded to the haktsah of esrog shal mitzvah. And since the upgraded haktsah is not a problem, because it's that haktsah is machmas mitzvasai, like the Chassam Sofer says the chedushim, so therefore we now have an esrog with his kosher. Because even though it's not royal achila, but we don't look at it as esrog is not royal achila from a zayit gesiva of noi sukkah. We look at it as esrog is not royal achila because of the current siva, which is the mitzvasai. And the mitzvasai doesn't passel. That's the Chassam Sofer Titus. But again, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, this wouldn't be a problem. Because since after Sukkos, not only will the Huktzel and Mitzvasei become back mutter, the Huktzel and Noi Sukkah will also come back mutter. So Memela, this would also not be a Shaila. Nimtzeinu Lemeidim, just to chaza briefly, that an Esrog has to be Royal Achila. We saw two Taimim in the Rishonim why it's be Royal Achila. One is either because it's a Chsaron Lochem, or it's a Chsaron the Shein Peri. We said over from the Magen Avram that Lekulei Alma, even according to Manyavu Lochem, this type of Lochem is Pasul Kol Shiva. In Esrog, which is temporarily not Royal Achila, the Chassam Sofer holds is Pasul. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that it's Kosher, but the Chassam Sofer agrees when it's Isser Achila comes Machmas, the mitzvah of Arba Minim, and Hu Adin, the mitzvah of Naisukah, which will get upgraded to Arba Minim, and therefore will be considered to, that the Isra Achila comes Machmas Mitzvasai, which is not a problem. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that all temporary is not a problem, and an Esrog, which was put under the bed, we have two Tzadim Lahakal. One Tzad Lahakal is that maybe it's not also Achila, and the other Tzad Lahakal is that Dvorim Hu Asura Machmas Sakana is not considered to be an Isser Begufay, and therefore is still considered to be an Esrog which has a Heter L'Achila. Magen Avraham talks about what happens if the Esrog is Berlea Isser. If the Esrog was Berlea Isser, obviously without coming Esrog HaKavosh, Esrog HaMavoshal, because if it came Esrog HaKavosh, Esrog HaMavoshal, that would be a different problem. But if the Esrog was Berlea Macholos Asuris, does that become a problem of Eina Roi La'achila? And the Maskana of the Magen Avraham is that the first day one should not use it, and the rest of Yontif it's kosher, and Rekiva Egev brings a raya that even the first day Yontif, it's also kosher.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.